Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
From the heart of the Carolinas, challenging the smug, misinformed arrogance of the left.
The trouble with our liberal friends is not that they're ignorant. It's just that they know so much that isn't so.
This is the Vince Coakley radio program.
From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans, white with foam, God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home.
And I wanted to begin this hour together, J.D. Hayworth in for Vince Coakley. On this Friday, we're going to open up the phones to anything, but coronavirus remains the topic. I wanted to play that bit of audio. Wow, it's hard to believe that's almost two decades ago. My voice among the 400-plus assembled on the east front of the Capitol, September 11th, 2001. The worst sneak attack on our country in history. And we stood there as the sun was setting on what was an indescribably perfect day weather-wise. The humidity was low, the temperature in the upper 70s, bright sunshine, a clear Arizona, it was like Arizona sky, just clear blue. And the weather stood in stark contrast to the horror of what happened that day. And that morning, as everything was seemingly falling apart, as we finally get an answer from the Capitol Police, Congressman, they'd like you to go over to the police station on the Senate side. Who do I bump into but Mike McIntyre, Democrat from North Carolina? And we decide not to go straight to the police station, but to cut a wide arc because we didn't know if a plane was going to hit the Capitol. So we thought it might be better to just kind of take a more elliptical way around giving the Capitol and the other major buildings, because the Supreme Court's right there and all the monuments on the Washington Mall. We took a wider berth. We're walking along, praying aloud, unashamed, and it's not a show of piety, it's a plea for guidance. And I'm not telling you the story, oh, give me gold star for bipartisanship. No, it was something that crystallized the nature of what we confronted as a country and as constitutional officers. We didn't have the answers. We didn't know what was happening. We didn't know if we were going to get back home. And so there are those, well, you pulled out that 411 prayer. You better believe it. Or 911 prayer. Yeah, on 9/11, you bet. But that night, oh, the leadership, the speaker, the majority leader, minority leader, and all the attendant officers, if you will, in both parties, were put into a military helicopter and spirited off to an undisclosed location. Bipartisan. And for about 6 months at least, you had truly the United States of America. Now listen, there are always going to be legitimate differences of opinion. But sometimes it appears, it must seem incredibly childish. It's like one side says dots and the other side says stripes. And especially in a political year. But from that same speech on Wednesday night, the president drops his combative nature. And with this pandemic declared by the World Health Organization and with the advice of the Centers for Disease Control and all the smart folks about public health, the president takes some actions and he also makes this appeal. Cut nine.
We are all in this together. We must put politics aside, stop the partisanship, and unify together as one nation and one family. As history has proven time and time again, Americans always rise to the challenge and overcome adversity.
Yeah, we rise to the challenge, overcome adversity, but right now, we cannot overcome polarization. Before the break, you heard the president recite factually that this virus came from China. Then you heard CNN's heckler-in-chief, Jim Acosta, riffing, trying to settle scores with Stephen Miller, who just owned him one day at a press conference, when Acosta thought he'd mentioned that poem by Emma Lazarus, and Stephen Miller, the guts-up conservative Duke graduate that he is, and I say that as a state guy, my dear mama went to Duke, and Stephen puts it all on him, saying, oh, okay, so let me understand something, Jim. A poem is a poem, but you believe our national immigration policy should be based on a poem. And I mean, the young man in the White House just owned CNN's heckler-in-chief. So, Acosta comes out. It's a daily double for him. He gets to beat up the president and then go after the president's aide who owned him at that press conference so long ago, saying, well, a question to ask is just why they choose to be xenophobic. Ain't nothing xenophobic about pointing out that this virus came from China. And in my opinion, based on what I've been able to find out, it was absolutely weaponized. This wasn't something gotten the critters and the bats and the snakes accidentally. This wasn't naturally occurring. This was a weaponized virus out of Wuhan province and Wuhan city. In my not so humble opinion. But what I want to illustrate to you now is what happened yesterday when Joe Biden comes out yesterday afternoon and does a press conference. What does he do? Well, he repeats kind of elements of what the president said, but he offers those as a verbal tranquilizer, and then he picks up the point. It's a leftist talking point. It's that whole xenophobia thing that Jim Acosta was talking about on CNN the night before. Although I think Joe's choppers, you know, you got to get that fix-it-in in there on those pearlies, Joe. I think in copying this thing down, he mispronounces xenophobia. Listen to cut seven.
The World Health Organization now has officially declared COVID-19 a pandemic. Downplaying it, being overly dismissive, or spreading misinformation is only going to hurt us and further advantage the spread of the disease. But neither should we panic or fall back on xenophobia. Labeling COVID-19 a foreign virus does not displace accountability for the misjudgments that have been taken thus far by the Trump administration.
Okay, so there's Joe. Was it just his chopper slipping, or did he call it xenophobia? Well, you see my point. And there's more of this hoo-ha because it's a presidential election year. United States of America? Not hardly. More of your calls coming up. 704-570-1110. 1-800-928-1110. It's JD for Vince.
This is the Vince Coakley radio program.
The legend in his own mind, recovering Congressman J.D. Hayworth. And if you're listening on WBT Charlotte, you may recall that just last week at this time when I was with you, we were talking about the scheduled pancake breakfast. Remove that from your social calendar. It has been postponed. It was set for this Saturday, but it's been postponed, and we will let you know when it will be rescheduled. One of the events affected by the advice from public health experts to keep the crowd sizes down. Today, the news that goes with everything else we've seen in professional and collegiate sports, the Masters postponed, not like what they've done with March Madness. In my opinion, March Madness, well, I'm sorry. I just think this thing, why you don't play the games and televise them and do, you know, just have empty arenas. But they've canceled the NCAA championships, not only in college basketball, but in all the sports. And you've seen Major League Baseball, NHL, Major League Soccer, NBA, all those seasons suspended for now. So that's what we've seen. What we have not seen suspended is the political process. Or no, check that. As I was discussing post 9/11, there was a 6-month interlude because it was so shocking to have the attacks of September 11th that we really did unite for a period of time. I say that as one who was serving in the Congress at that time. But since this is a presidential election year, no way we're getting that now. The president makes an appeal for unity that we heard before the break. And then Joe Biden trots out yesterday afternoon and starts attacking said president. Tell you what, listen, here is more of Biden. Before the break, we heard him mispronounce xenophobia, or maybe his, you know, the denture fasteners weren't working. Genophobia, he called it. But here he is spitting out more attacks amidst the verbal tranquilizers, which sound real publicly spirited. He goes to political red meat. Cut 10.
Protecting the health and safety of the American people is the most important job of any president. And unfortunately, this virus laid bare the severe shortcomings of the current administration. Public fears are being compounded by a pervasive lack of trust in this president, fueled by adversarial relationships with the truth that he continues to have.
Adversarial relationships with the truth he continues to have. Hey, Joe, since you're a known plagiarizer, whose paper did you copy that off of? Oh, but again, the constant partisan chorus on CNN yesterday, Rush would call these ladies info babes. They ain't info babes. They're political pundits. I'm going to be very polite about this. Brianna Keeler, I guess that's her name, right? Or Keeler, I don't know. Anyway, one of the prerequisite cable blondes, and then Abby Phillips, Abby Phillip, a political reporter. They are just the cheerleaders for Biden, and you will hear from both of them. And isn't it the darndest thing? They echo to the Democrat talking points of Joe Biden. Cut 11.
Just sort of big picture here. The president last night, he kind of whiffed at his chance to convince Americans that he has a plan for dealing with the spread of the virus here domestically. And he just set the stage for Joe Biden to kind of walk on in and look presidential.
And what you saw Joe Biden do was something that would have been very easy for President Trump to do in his speech as well, which is just to simply lay out what are your proposals to get this done, put them on the table. And so this was really T-ball for Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. It was not hard for him to have done that. And it was made particularly easy because last night, even while reading from a teleprompter, President Trump gave a speech that was riddled with falsehoods.
Oh, There it is again. The president is a liar. What these two, quote, journalists, these pundits at CNN are telling us. And look, the president, it is not his strong suit. Oval Office speeches aren't really his thing. I would have probably done this in the Roosevelt Room or maybe the East Room behind a podium. He is more comfortable standing up. And he's not good with a prompter. And so, yeah, okay. But putting in place the travel ban and laying out specific steps, he did that. But the Washington Press Corps and the Democrats, I'm sorry, I'm repeating myself, they say the same thing. No plans there, no nothing. And Joe Biden, oh yeah, he's a statesman. Oh yeah, since he's now our choice. Wonder how long that's going to last. Hey, here's the thing, Joe. Hey, here's a modest request of former Vice President Biden, who I know is Joe, so I can... Hey, Joe... why don't you get tested for the virus? And also, why don't you take a cognitive test? And take Nancy Pelosi with you. Jiminy Christmas. Back to the phones we go. I think we still have callers holding on. Very patient callers who have dialed in at 1-800-928-1110 from anywhere, especially the upstate of South Carolina. That's where we're going. As in Spartanburg, Norma is on the line. Hi, Norma.
Hello, J.D. How are you today?
Well, much better now that you are on the line. You're instant tonic, Norma.
I hope so.
Amen.
I wanted to go back. Now, this has been about an hour ago. You were talking about one of the health officials in Mecklenburg was telling people don't go to church.
Yep.
Okay, great. Well, my husband and I both fit the demographic for the high-risk population.
Well, wait a minute. Now, wait a minute. You must have an immune thing because you sound like you're a co-ed down
no,
there
I'm,
at...
I'm in the right age bracket. My husband has a lung problem.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay? But this will not keep us from attending church. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And I just have a few points to make, and I'm going to let you go to the next caller.
Go ahead, Norma.
First of all, I believe the Bible cover to cover, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited. I mean, I know this sounds strange to people out there, but I'm excited because I think we're actually seeing a preview of how quickly things will fall apart and those who don't know the Bible won't understand the second half of the tribulation. So to me, it's like almost like a gift to preview this thing. So I think God, in his love for the whole world, is giving people a chance to ask themselves where they stand with his son, and I hope they will, and I know he's going to receive glory in this thing. So I'm not a bit afraid of it. And I have family members that are really, they've gone nuts with the media and everybody canceling things. But that's what I think about this thing. But
Amen.
We will be attending church.
All right, Miss Norma. And I'm grateful for your call. And regardless of how we view what Scripture says about the end times, the other thing is just being together in a fellowship. Yes, streaming audio. Our streaming video only takes you so far. Or even like out in Arizona, my district, they used to have one of those drive-in churches, garden and glass. I'm sorry, get out of the car. Go in, be in fellowship. And yeah, there are some challenges there. More of your calls coming up and more of that political nonsense. I'm sorry to alert you to it, but you need to know about it. It's JD for Vince.
This is the Vince Coakley radio program.
Toll-free from any place, especially the upstate of South Carolina, 1-800-928-1110. Charlotte and vicinity, 704-570-1110. The calls are lining up, so we're going to have a lightning round in just a minute. But I need to tell you a couple of things again. Want to remind you, if you had made plans for the WBT pancake breakfast in Charlotte, the event has been postponed. As so many other large gatherings have been postponed, and when everything clears up and we set a new date, you will be the first to know about it if you happen to be listening right here. Now, something else you need to know about. We've heard that the president will hold a press conference this afternoon, and he's going to talk about the emergency spending bill for public health. And yesterday, because I mentioned Nancy Pelosi needing to take her cognitive skills test, Nancy still instinctively knows what it is she wants to do. She has larded this bill up with $1 billion. That's $1 billion with a B, of abortion money, and she's also put in language to waive the Hyde Rule. The Hyde Rule provided by the late, great Henry Hyde, where American taxpayer money would not go for abortion.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
But yesterday at her press conference, one of the reporters says, now look, the Republicans are willing to hang around another 48 hours, work out the language, get a true compromise. Here's the way Speaker Pelosi, oh, I'm sorry. Here's the way Aunt Clara, oh, I'm sorry. Here's the way Queen Nancy answered that question.
We don't need 48 hours. We need to just make a decision to help families right now, because we have to operate not as business as usual, but in an emergency status where we have to get the job done.
But if the decision isn't made, will you stick around?
I'm not sticking around because they don't want to agree to language.
No, she's not sticking around. Hey, let me give props out to somebody on the left. In fact, a lady who threw me off her show. Joanne Reed at MSNBC one day was so mad at me because I wouldn't get mad at them. I just point out some facts and she couldn't stand it, so she threw me off. Well, Joanne Reed yesterday tweeted out, now wait a minute. Nancy wants to add $1 billion for abortion. Abortion? What's that doing in a bill about COVID-19? Well, it's that rare occasion where Joy Reed was right. I'll let you try to recover from your shock as we get back to the telephones. I believe Bill has been on the line the longest in Charlotte. Bill, welcome to our program.
Thanks, JD. I have to tell you that I'm disappointed this morning because I've listened to WBT since 1977. I know Ty Boyd, and I think WBT has an opportunity now to lead in our community. And I think the way you lead and lead now in these very difficult times is to speak the truth. And the truth that's not being spoken here, and I'll start with the lady that talked about going to church, is that what the science tells us, and this is nothing but math and science, this is not Republican or Democrat, is that this disease can be mitigated if people wash them one another. That means church. That's stress for us. That's trying for us as Christians, me as a Christian. But that's what the science tells us. So I believe that you should be encouraging people not to meet, just as WBT has canceled its pancake breakfast for the same reason.
Now look what I'm doing for you, Bill. I'm letting you state your opinion. And I will tell you this, because none of us, although we would love to be, those of us who are Christian, strive to be Christ-like, but we have differences of opinion. And to invoke the name of my a guy I'm blessed to know, Ty Boyd, As a guy who studied broadcasting, who grew up in North Carolina, but to say that somehow we're avoiding the truth to allow opinion on? The lady's calling from Spartanburg. She's going to church. She's got her worldview, and she's welcome to it. Even Nancy Pelosi trying to lard this bill up with $1 billion for abortion, which has nothing to do with the virus, I'm going to tell you about it. So we may have a difference of opinion, Bill, but I appreciate what you're saying. And I appreciate the fact, too, that different people interpret different information in different ways. So I'm not going to dictate. I'm just asking people, what are you going to do? And, Bill, you've made it clear you're going to avoid gatherings. And I share the thought with you. Ty Boyd was a heck of a morning guy. And I'm sure not Ty. I'll be the first to admit that. But I do appreciate the fact that you shared your opinion on truth with us. Another caller from Charlotte. Mark is on the line. Mark, welcome.
Hey, thank you. It's clear as the nose on your face why Donald Trump doesn't want to be tested for the coronavirus, because when the test comes back positive that he does have it, he's going to have to be put into quarantine, and the president can't run the United States when he's in quarantine, so it needs to go to the vice president. But wait, Pence has been in touch with Trump closely, so there's a good chance he has a coronavirus, and so he may need to go into quarantine. And so who is next in line? Oh, it's Nancy Pelosi.
There's just one fly in the ointment.
So with,
there's just I appreciate your point. Just one fly in the ointment. Being in quarantine does not prevent the president of the United States from picking up a telephone, from issuing orders, from signing documents and executive orders, from negotiating with Congress. No, it does not sideline the president. There is no constitutional requirement that you physically have to be in the Oval Office. So I appreciate the effort. But if that's your dream notion, I'm sorry to tell you, it just ain't so. Even if they had the virus, even if they had to go into quarantine, that does not mean incommunicado. That does not mean incapacitation. Now, I have no doubt that CNN and MSNBC and the alphabets would start saying, yeah, let Nancy Pelosi be president. To which I utter this prayer, Lord, help us. And sorry if to some of you that's an improper use of this microphone. But that's my honest sentiment. But I do thank you so very much for the call and for your point of view. Oh, mercy, it takes all kinds. Thank you for sharing the truth as you know it, or your perspective on things. More perspective straight ahead. It's JD for Vince, and it's so much fun to be with you.
This is the Vince Coakley radio program.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!